With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tensions are heating up between the U.S. and Israel over a plan to conduct a military crackdown in Gaza at the border town of Rafah.
The White House says President Biden, in a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said Israel needs to hold off on a large-scale assault in southern Gaza until it has a credible and executable plan to protect civilians. About a million displaced Gaza residents are crammed into Rafah because of military operations in the north. Where would the evacuees go?
The areas that we've cleared north of Rafah are plenty of areas there.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. But there's heavy damage to structures in the north. The two leaders spoke after Egypt threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if Rafah comes under attack. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin back in the hospital and has been transferred his authority to his deputy.
Austin was transported to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Sunday afternoon with symptoms pointing to an emergent bladder issue. The secretary, who transferred authorities to his deputy, Kathleen Hicks, is recovering from prostate cancer surgery in December. He caused a controversy by keeping his diagnosis, treatment, and earlier hospital stay a secret from the White House. Austin returned to work at the Pentagon 2 weeks ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A motive remains unclear after a woman in a trench coat opened fire at Lakewood Church in Houston yesterday afternoon. The shooting happened in between services at one of the nation's largest megachurches. Police say two off-duty officers working security shot and killed the suspect, who was not immediately identified. Two other people were also shot, including a five-year-old boy. This is SRN News. One female boxer has a warning.
Carrie Williams has been fighting for years and coaches at the Olympic level, and she says men do not belong in the ring with women. Williams is slamming USA Boxing for allowing a man who is living as a woman to compete in the female category. She says when she was in training some years ago, she sparred with a 16-year-old boy and he broke one of her ribs. Williams tells Fox News, quote, "I couldn't imagine being hit by a grown man." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another legal challenge to South Carolina's heartbeat law. Planned Parenthood says the measure should not apply at 6 weeks of pregnancy because the major components of the heart usually form around 9 weeks. This is just the latest attempt by abortion advocates to weaken the measure, which bars abortion as soon as the unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. The state Supreme Court declined to take up Planned Parenthood's first request. This is SRN News. A poll earlier this week shows Americans believe air travel is relatively safe in the U.S., despite the recent Alaska Airlines incident over Oregon.
About 7 out of 10 U.S. adults who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say airplanes are a very or somewhat safe method of travel. And about 2 in 10 adults say they have a great deal of confidence that airplanes are being properly maintained and are safe from structural faults. Another half say they have a moderate amount of faith that this is the case. I'm Donna Warder.
New York is expanding a curfew to additional migrant shelters. Mayor Eric Adams' administration imposing an 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew at 20 migrant shelters starting today after initially placing the restrictions at 4 other locations. The city's traditional homeless shelters have long had such curfews. More details at SRNnews.com.